Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
It's another episode of Wow! Look, it's where's my paper? What's this show called? Daffodil, help me!
Welcome to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. With your host Daffodil, who's smart, and Snark Dude, who's dumb.
Oh, sorry, I just blanked out there. It's just one of those stage fright things when the microphone's about to come on, the theme's playing, and my mind went.
Blank.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Blank.
Okay, anyway, welcome to Cheese Please. My name, well, you just realized it's Snark Dude. And on the show this week, we're having a special. Yay! What? Hold back the enthusiasm, Daffodil.
Well, you want me to disco. I don't do disco.
Well, we can polka next week, maybe.
If we can polka next week, I'll give you yay!
There we go. We got one yay.
A little Come on. Enthusiasm for disco.
Little Yay. More. Yay! There we go. It's an all disco show, and it's more bad disco. We don't play normal disco around here.
I'm going to point out that all disco is bad disco.
No.
There is no normal disco.
No.
There's just bad disco and worse.
No,
today we're treating you to the worst.
The Bee Gees are good. Frank Sinatra doing disco, not good.
Andy Williams doing disco.
Not good. Myra, hey, look at that. We're going to mix your polka with your disco a little later.
Okay, now I'm just going to shoot myself in the foot and leave.
No. We're starting off with a couple classic disco songs not done by the people who originally did them that sounded good.
No, these are great disco... Well, there is no such thing as a great disco song.
Okay, fine.
These are famous disco songs done by not-so-famous people.
Sam Butera coming up with Donna Summer's Last Dance. But we're starting off with Joe Tripoli Jr. doing The Hustle. Right here on
Disco Dancing with Cheese, Please.
We'll be right back.
Four out of five doctors from the Quack Institute agree. This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do, draw you a picture?
Cheese, please.
With Sam Butra, or is it Butra? I don't know. B-U-T-E-R-A. However you spell that. And last
Butera.
Dance. Oh, okay, fine. Butera. And before that, we had Joe Tripoli, or Tripoli Jr. and The Hustle. Wow.
Which sounded a lot more like the double step.
You know what, Daffodil? Those songs both sound like it's 70s variety night on ABC. You know,
and
like a variety show?
And none of us have the thing to hit the gong.
In the late 70s, you know? Hey, disco, we can't actually have the real group on here, so let's just get these sound-alikes. What do you think?
They don't sound alike.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. They don't sound alike.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, which has this week been taken over by a disco monster.
I'm sorry, Daffodil, but I found so much great bad disco, I had to play it and put it in all one show.
Well, I suppose that's better than dragging it out over five or six shows.
Well,
get it
yeah.
all over, and it's like ripping a Band-Aid off.
Oh, you've
just do it all at once.
You've given me a great idea for some future shows, Daffodil. Bad disco break. What do you think?
No.
Why not?
Oh, anyway.
Okay, this next set is kind of interesting because we're combining what you hate the most with what you like the best.
Okay.
Beer Barrel Polka, the disco version.
I cannot wrap my head around that.
By Myron Florin coming up shortly. But we have a celebrity doing some bad disco.
We have a couple of those.
But this guy was on TV, SCTV to be exact. Count Floyd, a.k.a. Joel Flaherty. And he does Treat Her Like a Lady right here on
Cheese Please Bad Disco.
Baby, you know who this is, don't you? It's the Count. That's right, Count Floyd, and I'm not talking trash, baby. I really want you. I've gotta have you, Nick. You sometimes won't come across, but I still am going to treat you like a lady.
Treat me like a lady.
The way it's meant to be.
For all eternity.
Baby, you make me have those nocturnal emissions. Yeah, in fact, before I go to bed every night, I put on an emission control device. No, but seriously, baby, I crave you, and I'm gonna treat you like a lady.
Treat me like a lady.
The way it's meant to be.
The way it's meant to be.
Yes, treat you like a lady.
Treat me like a lady.
No, like Sandra D.
For all eternity.
Yeah, baby. You know, you got it. That's right, you really got it. You've got it, baby, and you gave it to me. That's right, last week. You gave me a good dose. And I can't even get rid of it, even with those new Wonder Drugs. That's a bad one, I'll tell you. It starts with an H. And I'm not talking about whooping cough either. You know, baby, but seriously, I'm gonna treat you like a lady.
Treat me like a lady.
Cause that's the way it's meant to be.
The way it's meant to be.
Treat you like a lady.
Treat me like a lady.
You know, like Brenda Lee.
For all eternity.
Oh, yeah, baby, you know, you do it to me. You do it to me every time. Yeah, baby. You know, I'll tell you something. You've got something special. Yeah, you and me, we go together like Sandler and Young. I'm Sandler and you're so very, very young. No, but I'm getting on with this romantical thing. Baby, you make my voice drop a lot. I want to tell you something, baby. I want you to quit playing with my emotions. That's right. Quit playing with my emotions, and if you're really going to play with anything, you gotta start playing with my... No, not really, we kid. Baby, I want you to go down for the count. Count Floyd, that is. What are you up there?
Cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
The full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese.
Bye.
Cheese with Myron Florin and the Beer Barrel Polka, the disco version.
It wasn't terribly disco-y, so I'm almost kind of okay with that.
I was kind of wondering what you
almost
were thinking.
Almost kind of okay.
I saw your head a-bopping there.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. It wasn't too bad disco-oriented.
No.
Very disco-y. Is that
disco-ish.
A word? Disco-y?
Disco-ish.
Okay, disco-ish, disco-y.
Disco-esque.
Esque. Okay, whatever. And we had Count Floyd before that. Treat her like a lady. Well, I do all the time, Daffodil, don't I? Do I not?
I think it depends on your definition of lady.
Okay.
But you're reasonably okay with that.
Well, that's good. That's good. I just want to check that. Anyway, my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And
it's disco.
This week on the show, if you haven't figured out, we're bringing you more bad disco that I've dug up over, I don't know how long it took me to find this stuff.
It took a while.
A few weeks, I suppose. I labored over and over, hours upon hours here, sitting in the van, surfing the internet and going to various thrift stores.
And listening to it all, and you've not lost your mind.
No.
You're a little warped, more warped than usual, but still not too bad.
Well, I can't believe these two crooners of the easy listening decade actually did disco songs.
Well, everybody had to do disco.
Andy,
if you weren't doing disco, no one wanted to listen to you.
Man, I guess so. Andy Williams doing his disco version of Love Story, but we're starting off with Frank Sinatra and All or Nothing. Right here on
Cheese Please Disco.
Show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that 5th assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, Please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Where do
Cheese with Andy Williams. Great singer. Not with a disco beat, though.
No.
Kind of painful.
Yes, that's supposed to be a slow, ballady love song.
No!
You pep it up and it's not right.
Well, that's the closest thing I can do for a disco beat. And before that, Frank Sinatra also selling out to disco in the 70s.
For all or nothing at all.
Except a nice big paycheck because he's actually doing disco music.
He's
right?
Not quite as disco-y.
No. Unfortunately, both of those gentlemen really don't have to say much about it right now because, you know, they're not with us anymore.
I was just going to say that, you know, you were going in a very bad direction with that, and please don't ever do that again.
No. Not bad direction, really. Other than, well, they don't really have to say much, but we dug out their disco past. Because they can't say anything.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're ending off the show. Hey, I hope you enjoyed our More Bad Disco special this week.
It was bad, and it was disco.
Yeah, and Daffodil actually got through that whole polka disco thing reasonably well. I didn't think you would.
I'm impressed.
Apparently so. Well, we'll have real disco in a future show. But we're ending off the show with an interesting one. La Sinfonica de JB. Did I say that right?
La Sinfonica de JB?
Yeah, something like that. I just like the song Papaya. That's all it is. Papaya. What?
It's a fruit. Papaya is a fruit.
It's a song, too. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, and come back for more cheese, please. Same bat time, same bat station.
Bye.
Papaya.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.